Well, today we're going to continue talking about the rapture. This will be my last sermon on the rapture. Next week we have Pastor Simon Gounder, one of the missionaries we support, is going to come and talk about the Holy Spirit next week. And Simon's an anointed man of God, and you'll be blessed hearing him next week. So we invite you to just keep up with us this Tuesday at 5 p.m., live at 5. I have Pastor Tony Dunn from New Day Church up on Ontario and Lincoln, and he's going to come and we're going to just discuss the Word of God with you this Tuesday, then 7 o'clock prayer meeting. Wednesday night, Pastor Rob will be back with us at 7 p.m., and then on Friday night, we'll be back in here praying again. So we have an exciting lineup for you this week, so come and be a part of what God is doing and stay connected. Share us on down the line so that we can reach as many people as possible today. Amen? Well, the title of my message is not just Rapture Part 4, but it's Qualifications for Going in the Rapture. And I know that nobody wants to get left behind. Nobody wants to be left in the dark when it comes to the rapture. Amen. So I'm going to begin reading at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I'm going to read 16 and 17. And I know I read this scripture a few weeks ago, but I'm going to read it again. It's verse 16. It says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord, to bring the word, to worship you, to glorify you, to give to you, God, to just, Lord, lay our lives at your feet today. And I pray today, God, that everybody that hears this message today, Lord, I don't care if it's 5, 10, 500, 5,000, 10,000 people, God, that, Lord, that by the time they're done, they would have that supernatural assurance of the Holy Spirit of where they're going to spend eternity. That, Lord, that they'll know that one day they shall always be with Jesus. That when that trumpet sounds, that we're going to catch up to the dead in Christ, and we're going to rise to meet you in the air to be with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is how it's going to happen, amen? This is how it's going to happen. The Lord's coming back for his bride, the church, and we will go and be with Jesus forever and ever. And the key, this is key number one, amen, is being in Christ. Being in Christ. Us being in Christ. We have to be in Christ and him in you to go to be with him. Amen. We have to be in Christ. Colossians 1:27, it puts it this way. It says, "For God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles." And that's who we are. We are Gentiles. So it's for us too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. He's in you. Amen. And this gives us assurance of sharing his glory. So because Christ lives in us, we have this assurance inside of us, amen? It's a confidence. It's like, wow, I know that when I leave this earth, I'm going to be with Jesus. I know that whether I go in a rapture or this body of mine perishes, I know I'm going to be with Jesus. I know. I have that assurance. It's in my heart. I have this confidence in me. It's not a confidence of myself, but it's a witness of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's his assurance in us. We get an assurance in our spirit that knows that Christ is in us, and we are known by God, and we are friends of God. Are you a friend of God today? Because he desires to be your friend, amen? He desires to tell you things that are coming. He says, John 16:13, he says, the Holy Spirit will tell you things to come. God desires to impart to you what's coming so that you're not wondering and you're not wandering, but that you stay steady, you be rock steady, amen? That you're like a rock that can't be shaken, can't be moved. You're going with Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21 puts it like this. It's beautiful. You ready? You ready for this? Oh, man. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Here we go. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Amen. You remember me when I was young. I mean, we met on my 18th birthday.
Yes.
I got to admit, when I met Delonda, confession time, I'd drinking a half a fifth of whiskey that day, celebrating my 18th birthday. I was drunk as a skunk when I met my wife. That is not me today. I haven't had a drink since I came back to the Lord. Over 31 years, I have not had a drink. Praise God. Amen. Except I took communion with an Arabic-speaking church. In that little communion cup, they had wine. I'm like, I don't drink. And I don't drink because God told me not to. So, but, you know, this means anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. In verse 18, it says, and all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us, everybody say us, the task of reconciling people to him. That is our task. You want purpose? Reconcile people back to God. Amen. That's your purpose. That's your first purpose. That's your priority. That's your calling. Reconciling people back to God. And maybe out of that calling, God will use you to be on a worship team. You see, we have a full team going. God's reconciling people. They're coming to God, and God's putting them to work. But our mission is to reconcile people back to God, amen? Amen? To bring them to God, because I believe we're sent from God, and he desires that when we're born in this flesh, that we recognize him as Lord and Savior, and our job is to get as many people to reconcile people, to reconcile God, amen? That's our task. That's the job at hand. For God, verse 19, was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Let me read that again. I love it. No longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ ambassadors. Everybody say ambassador. Ambassador Delonda. Ambassador Ron. Hallelujah. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Here's the words. When we plead, come back to God. Come back to God. Verse 21, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be that offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen. We can be made right with God through Christ. Hallelujah. Through Christ. Powerful. Amen. Powerful. Oh, glory to God. You know, and if you're taking notes, write A right now on your paper. A, your old life is gone. I'm not the man that married you. No. I am different. Yes. Amen. I am totally different. I am a new creation. Yes. Praise God. She praises God every day. I'm not the same guy she married. I praise God too. You know, because when Delonda and I got married, I was not living righteously. I was, you know, in the church, out of the church. I had one foot in the church, one foot in the world, and I was doing crazy stuff, you know. And I know I said things that wounded Delonda. And so one day, she went to a conference on inner healing. And because I'm thinking, man, we're soaring with God. Everything's great. God's awesome. You know, and he is. And so she went to this conference, and she comes back, and she tells me, you know, what it was about. I said, so what'd you get out of it? And she goes, the Lord healed me. I said, healed you of what? She goes, well, things that you've done and said to me. I started crying. I really did. It broke my heart. I was broken before the Lord that day. And I humbled myself and I apologized to her. And I repented to God. And my wife had to go to a conference to get healed of me. I was so broken over that. But listen, most of the things that I did to her, I don't remember. And some might say that's convenient for you, Pastor Ron. That's convenient that you don't remember those things. But I believe that God took it out of my memory.
And I used to think that was not good. And I used to be like, oh, that's convenient for you. I still remember. But now I'm so grateful you don't, because you're free to soar with him without the guilt and the shame holding you back, because I don't remember anymore.
Amen, amen. It's so good when you don't remember, I'm telling you. It's so good when he wipes the slate clean and you're free, your old life is gone, and that takes me to B. Your new life has begun, amen? And the new life begins better when you let go of the old life. When you let go of the sins, when you let go of the guilt, the shame of the old things that you've done, when you let it go, we soar with God. Amen? New life has begun. Step into new life today. But to be in that new life, you got to let go. Let go. Let go. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited.
Well, you know, it's easy to say let go. And then people say, well, how do I let go? The pain is real. It hurts.
Yeah.
And even some of the situations are still alive in people's life and still going and still being hurt as we speak. And the Lord told me, if you have a choice. And when you take the choice to let go by faith, things just seem to fall in place. And then you give your heart to Him, and He protects it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, things just come into alignment. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. But I was there, and I had to do it, and it works.
You know, I said something, and I know I've said this before, but I said something to Delonda one time on a Monday. By the time we got together and we really talked about it on Wednesday, she said, this is what we get, what you said to me is what we get divorced over. I'm thinking, oh, snap, that's not good. And she goes, but I tell you what I'm going to do. She goes, I'm going to forgive you and I'm going to act like it never happened. I went, what? She goes, I'm going to act like it never happened. And I was so humbled by that. By Friday, neither one of us could remember what I said. You see, when you really can forgive and you just release it, because, I mean, we had to release it to the Lord, release it to each other, and then it was gone. And I still don't know. That memory has never come back what I said. Me, you either. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the new life has begun. And listen, C says it's a gift from God. You don't buy it. It's free. When I ran to this altar, it was free. When I came down here and I surrendered all to Jesus, it was free. All I had to do was get out of my chair. It's free. All you got to do is just slide off that couch onto your knees today. It's free. You just got to surrender. You just got to give it to Jesus. And indeed, we're connected to God through what Christ has done for us. We're connected. Where there was that disconnect before because of the sin of Adam, and we're all born into sin, but now that sin is washed away and it's remembered no more, and now we are connected to God. Lock arms with me. We're connected with God. It's like we are connected. Like, you know, Jesus says, you are the vine, I am the branch. There's that connection that can't be broken, amen? We're not going to be broken. Just like Delon and I, we're connected for life. We are one. See, we become one. When we got married, see, when you become the bride of Christ by giving your life, you're one. You're connected to Him. Amen? And it doesn't cost you anything. And our job is to help other people to be reconciled to Christ. That's our job. He's given that to you. Your job is to reconcile people to Christ, to bring them back. And then F, your sins are not counted against you. That's very powerful. Your sins are not counted against you. Now, when I hear that, when I read it right here in my notes, that's right out of the scripture, your sins are not counted against you. Therefore, everybody say therefore.
Therefore.
You cannot hold sins that people have done against you. You can't hold on to it any longer. See, you have to release it. You have no choice in this matter. Because the word declares that if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Now, when you receive the forgiveness of your sins and they're not counted against you, I can't hold Delonda's sins against me against her. I can't hold anybody's wrongs against me in my heart. I got to let it go.
You know what that people don't always understand, Pastor, is that, you know, when you get hurt by somebody, it's really the enemy working through them. And the devil is hoping to kill two birds with one stone. He's hoping to take both of you out.
Yeah.
And the thing is we all fall prey to the enemy of our soul. None of us are perfect. So how can we hold somebody to a sin when you have to hold yourself to a sin? And that's why we need to forgive, because we don't want the devil to get his way in us.
Amen.
And that's how, if you let it go, it's by choice.
Amen.
We choose to take on God's character because He forgave us.
I love that he forgave me. Hallelujah. And then G, he gives you the message to share with others. He gives you this message to share with others. That's what he wrote. It's, I'm reading the Bible to you right now. He gives you this message to share with others. So it's not enough just to walk as a Christian. You have to open your mouth. How would they know unless someone tells them? Amen. And what are you? And then H is, we're ambassadors to Christ. We're ambassadors for Christ. We're his mouthpiece on earth.
Well, do people understand what being an ambassador is? That means that the Lord just handed you a mic.
Amen.
To speak.
And you know, there was a season when I wasn't in the ministry. I wasn't preaching. And God said, I was a little frustrated. And God told me, he said, listen, Ron, your pulpit is everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, you're allowed to speak. Amen. I met a lady in a store the other day that was from Pakistan. And I said, oh, I go to Pakistan. And she's like, what? I said, I go to Pakistan as much as I can. And she's like, really? She goes, and you have fun? I said, absolutely. She goes, people need to know that. I said, well, I kind of keep it on the lowdown because I'm a Christian. And I go there to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she goes, how do the people receive you? I said, they love me. She says, see, it's not so bad there. You know, because you hear a lot of bad news about the Middle East and stuff and their reception. You know, so I'm okay. And I told her, I'm going to preach Jesus. I love Jesus. I told her, I love Jesus. Amen. I'm an ambassador of Christ. Amen. And then and here's the message. We speak for Christ. And this is the message we speak. Come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to Jesus. Amen. Come to the Lord today. Come to him today. He has a plan for you. Just get it in your heart right now. Write it down. Come back to God. Amen. Come back to God. And then Jesus paid the price for our sins so that we can be made right with God through Christ. So when we've come to Christ, we're made right with God through Christ. You're made right. You can't say, oh, no, man, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. Whatever you've done, Jesus forgives you. And be reconciled to God. Come back to God. Let go of what you've done and come back to God. Amen? And then K, our access to God is through Christ alone and no other. You know, millions of people have gone to Jerusalem to look in that tomb. You know, it started that day when Mary went there and the angel said, he's not here. And then Peter and John went running. And Peter went and looked and said, and then the angel said, who are you looking for? He's not here. And Peter and John went away. And millions of people have gone on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to stick their head in that cave to see that he's not here.
Amen.
He's there. He's in heaven. Amen. He's gone to prepare a place for you and me. He's up there. He's getting it ready. And one day God the Father is going to say, go get him. And he's going to come, and that trumpet's going to sound, and those that are in Christ are going to go.
Amen. Amen. Preaching yourself happy.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. Hallelujah. This is all part of the package. Amen. We're ambassadors of Christ. We're not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to spread the gospel. Amen. To tell as many people as you can. You say, well, Pastor Ron, that's easy. You're online. I see you all online right now. I see all these people online. I got it right here on my phone. All these people that are checking in and they're saying things. You have the same access I do. Set up your phone and get your friends online and say, hey, come back to God. He's calling you out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear grip you. Amen. Come back to God. Because in the end, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23 puts it like this. It says, but there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Jesus came and died, was resurrected. Jesus was the tithe for our lives. He paid the price so that we could live. Amen. So then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. The dead in Christ rise first, then those who are still alive and in Christ will rise next because of what Jesus did. Christ was the first thing. So, and it says this, it says, all who belong to Christ, all who belong to Christ. It's not just knowing about God.
Right.
And reading your Bible and going to church. It's not just about that. That has been a byproduct of my relationship with Jesus. I read to know more about him. I worship to know more, to enter into his presence. I pray so I can connect with him, to converse with him.
That's love in action.
Amen. And he first loved me. And when I received that love, my heart was transformed. And I just want to connect with him. Amen. Because my old life is gone. My old life is gone. Your old life is gone when you're in Christ. Amen. Just going through the motions of knowing about Jesus is not the answer. Don't just go through the motions with this. It's knowing Jesus to the point that we allow him to transform us. Amen. That we are truly not the same person. Hallelujah, not the same.
Amen.
Look at your friend there with you today and say, I'm not the same.
I'm not the same.
Amen. Our attitudes change, amen. Our words change. The way we talk changes. Love fills us. Peace fills us, amen. The things of the world, they start growing dim, amen. They're not evident in us. They're not evident to us. We just don't recognize the world. We're letting go of the world. We're putting on Christ, amen? And we're letting him do a work in us so we're no longer the same. So when we come to him, when he comes, we're not the same, amen? You know, Galatians chapter 5, Delano, you know, you could look there. It lists a whole bunch of sins. It talks about a whole bunch of sins there in Galatians chapter 5. I didn't put it in my notes because I don't want to focus on sin today, but I want to focus on Jesus. You know, but there's sins that he lists here. And he says these things from verse, 19 and 20 in Galatians 5, the works of the flesh. He says these things will keep you out of heaven. These things, he says, those who that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. But I hope that you're here today because you want to be ready when that trumpet goes off, that you want to go up when he comes down.
Amen.
Amen. When he comes and that trumpet goes off, you want to go. Amen. But there's a list of sins there that you can read on your own time in 19 through 21, things that people practice every day. And he says, you practice these things, that trumpet sounds, you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it. But he gives us a powerful verse, verse 16. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Living Bible puts it like this. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Let the Spirit guide your life, then you won't do what your sinful nature craves. If we listen to the Holy Spirit, he will guide us, and we won't be doing what our flesh craves. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and the key, get this key, this is the second key, listening. Listening. Who you listen to is what matters. Do you listen to the flesh, or do you listen to the Spirit? Because that's what matters. You know, a few weeks ago, we were given 540 pounds of See's candy. Incredible. But Delana's like, bring it home. I brought 540 pounds, $28,000 worth of See's candy. Put it in our living room, all these boxes. Oh, it smelled so good. It was just like, which one do I want to have? You know, and you just want to go and you want to pick and you want to eat and you want to choose. You know, but Delana, she would ask the Lord, can I have a piece of candy? And the Holy Spirit would tell her, no, not today. And she'd say, okay, and she'd walk away. And she wouldn't do it. Now, me, I wasn't asking. You know, a lot of times, you know, hon, I mean, I'm just being real with you. We don't ask because we don't want to know the answer. We don't want to listen. We don't want to do what the Holy Spirit's telling us. So we don't ask.
But I've learned that when you ask and he tells you, not only are you telling God, I care, but you're really helping yourself. Because his word says he has plans to prosper us, not to harm us, a future no. So when he tells me no, he knows my body. He knows everything about it. And if I'm craving something, he knows I don't want to fall into temptation. So he says no. And then the next day he says, go ahead and have two pieces. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I mean, he's a great, great God, right?
And I think, honey, sometimes he's just looking for, will you obey? Will you obey? Maybe no today, but like she said, the next day he said, go ahead and have two. Will you obey? That's the key. You know, when I look back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and how the Lord came to Abraham to tell him what was going to go on, and the two angels went into the city and they told Lot and his family, get up and get out of the city. I see two kinds of people leaving the city. Number one kind leaving the city, people running towards something. Number two kind of people, people running away from something. The difference is this. When you meet Jesus, you're running towards him with a focus on him and what he's done for you and what he has for you. You're running towards him. Your focus is on Jesus. When you're running away from your former life, we have the tendency to keep looking back at it. To keep looking back at it. That was Lot's wife. She looked back at what she was leaving, and she lost focus on what was ahead. And she turned into a pillar of salt. And a lot of people have turned into a pillar of salt in this life. You've been stuck, and you haven't gone anywhere with the Lord because you keep looking back at your former life. You keep looking back at the things you enjoyed of that sinful nature. You keep looking at the things that you've done wrong. You keep looking at the wrongs done to you, and you've been stuck, and you've turned into a pillar of salt. Well, the Spirit of God is here today to set you free, amen, to release you from being that pillar, to take you forward into what God has for you. Today, when we focus on the past, mistakes and sins or wrongs done to us, we have a hard time running towards God, amen, with the weight of the junk behind us. It's like trying to run with a weight tied to your legs and you can't go. You got a ball and chain on you and you can't go forward because it's holding you back. You're like, am I ever going to go forward? Yes, when you cut that ball and chain off. And I say, you got to cut it. You got to cut it. This is why we have to do it. We have to do the work. Because he says in Hebrews 12:1, he says this. He says, therefore, we also, since we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us, everybody say us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We have to lay aside the weights. We got to let it go, amen. We got to let go of those weights that have been holding on to us. We got to let go of those sins that have gripped us. We got to cut them loose, amen. Cut that chain off today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Speak to it and tell it to go, amen. And it'll go. Amen. It'll go. Speak to it right now. Tell it to get off. You know what's holding on. You know what's had a grip on you. You know what you've been thinking. You know what's gripped you. Tell it to go. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we lay aside the weights that Jesus has already paid the price for, amen? We look unto Jesus and we stop looking back. Renew your focus today. Run with Jesus. Run with endurance. In Matthew it says, those that endure to the end will be saved. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, it just occurred to me that during this pandemic, you've had to stop. You had to stop everything and your old lifestyle. I would encourage you to ask the Lord, Lord, what was I doing just 2 months ago that you don't really want me to do? It's not glorifying you. It's not helping the kingdom.
Yeah.
What is it? Reassess your life and ask the Lord, and don't be afraid to hear.
Amen. You know, it's very important to know who and what you're listening to. I listen to the Word of God. I read it. I read it out loud. I speak it. I listen to it on my iPad or my phone. I listen to the Word. I listen to the Word of God. I'm letting this direct my life. I listen to the spoken Word. You know, like right now, I'm bringing you the spoken word. I listen to messages. I pray that you're listening today too. I'm not just some fly by night, but you're getting it. Amen. And then I listen to the prophets too. What are the prophets saying? And I listen, you know, and it takes time to find prophetic people that are anointed and that are really in tune with what the Spirit is saying. And you got to do that. You can't just listen to everybody because not everybody says the same thing. That's what's crazy. All the prophets, man, not the same thing. So I look, does it line up with the Word of God first? Amen. Does it bear witness with my spirit? That's what I listen to. That's what I'll take in. Amen. And it'll bring a peace to you and will fill you with an assurance about what Jesus is doing. Amen. About what Jesus wants to do in you. Amen. About his bride, the church, as he's coming back. Amen. He is coming back, and he's going to come, and he's going to take his church home with him. Now, I know, I'm sure at the end of World War I, when the World War happened, they probably thought, oh, this is it. When they came back, and they came back to the Spanish flu, and millions of people died from the Spanish flu. It was a pandemic. Churches were shut back then, too. Everything was shut down in 1919. And a lot of destruction happened. I'm sure people thought, oh, this is it, you know. And then after World War II, I'm sure people thought, oh, my gosh, this is a bigger world war. 50 million people died. It was just crazy, you know, what was happening there. And then people probably thought, oh, Jesus is coming back. And now we come back. And now we're fighting a war with another pandemic right now. And everything's been shut down. They've shut the churches. They've shut the businesses. They've shut everything off. They've shut football down, basketball down, baseball down. They're way into the baseball season now, and a ball hasn't been hit. They've shut everything down because of this pandemic. This is a battle. This is a battle. And it's as much a spiritual battle as it is anything, because our battle's not against flesh and blood, amen? This is a battle, amen? And we need to hear from heaven. We need God to speak to us. We need God to encourage us right now, amen? And you can come, you can listen in on here, you can come to the parking lot, you can be a part of what God's doing. And we're here listening today, and we're here bringing the message because we don't want to miss out on the rapture of the church. When Jesus comes, we want to be ready, amen? We want to be with Jesus when he comes. We want to go up, run towards your destiny with him. Stop looking back over your shoulder at what you're leaving behind and run towards Jesus today. Run towards your destiny in Christ today. Remember, when you come to Jesus, you are an ambassador. You're to tell everyone. This is your mission. Will you accept your mission? It's not going to explode in 5 seconds. It's going to continue, amen? Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we glorify you and we exalt you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray, Holy Spirit, right now, that you speak to the hearts of people right now. That you just touch every person listening right now, God. That, Lord, if there's things they need to let go of. Yes. I just heard shame and guilt. Shame and guilt. Let go of shame and guilt today for your past. Let's cut that ball and chain off right now. Just declare it right there in your home. And just tell the Lord, I let it go. I let it go. You may have made mistakes, but the Holy Spirit is here to heal you right now. Oh, I just see right now a healing salve. The word talks about the balm of Gilead. I see a healing salve right now just coming. And the Lord is taking. You feel like the words that have been spoken against you have been like knives in your back. The Lord is pulling out them knives today. And he's putting a salve on you right now. He's putting a healing salve on you to heal you of those words that is being broken off of you right now. Those words are falling to the ground. Those knives are being removed. Hallelujah. And God is healing up. He's binding you up. He's binding up those wounds today in the name of Jesus. He's healing broken hearts right now in the name of Jesus. He's releasing you from that burden. He's pouring an oil of joy over you today. Hallelujah. So that your strength is being renewed right now. Just receive it right now by the Holy Spirit. It's coming to you right now. That healing is flowing. That oil of joy, your joy is being restored right now. Hallelujah. God's restoring your joy today. God's restoring your joy today.
You know, it takes two to connect. And the Lord forgave you already. You need to forgive yourself.
Yes.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Don't let the enemy continue to hold on to those things and to condemn you with them.
Let it go today. Let it go. Let that healing come to you. Let it come into your heart right now. Let the Lord come and put it back together right now. Those broken pieces, yeah. Be restored right now. Be restored right now in the name of Jesus. Let that healing power of God come to you. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's restoring. There's somebody, you're listening right now. And as I was putting my hands in my heart, the Lord just told me, there's somebody, there's the congestive heart. You've had a congestive heart. And the Lord is going to begin to siphon out that congestion out of your heart. He's siphoning out by the power of God right now. Oh, let it flow right now, Lord. Just pull it right out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He's just bringing clarity. And somebody, even in your lungs, right now, your lungs have just felt, oh, I just want to say cloudy. Your lungs have felt cloudy. And the Lord just says, breathe it out right now. Breathe it out right now. Yeah, just breathe in the breath of God right now. Yeah, just breathe it in. Breathe out the old. Breathe in the new. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I liked it. The breath of heaven. Lana said the breath of heaven is coming to you right now. Breath of God. Oh, let him breathe on you right now. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, restore, restore, restore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. I'm just seeing sore legs, knees, ankles, hips. I'm just seeing just a soreness in those areas that it's limited you from stepping out. The Lord says, even with your walker, if you'll begin to step out, I'll restore you. If you begin to step out, what is the message? Come back to God. As you begin to step out, as you begin to take those steps, God's going to restore your hips, your knees, your feet. God's restoring as you declare, you go out, and you just declare to people, come back to God. He loves you. As you do that, I see those things, your legs being restored, and that nothing will hold you back. Nothing will hold you back. God's lifting that weight off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Come back to God. Come back to God. Oh, let it flow. And maybe right now you're saying, I just need to come back to God. I need to come back to my first love. If that's you, I can't see you. But as an act of faith, raise your hand today. You just need to come back to your first love. The Lord sees your hand today. He sees your commitment. Come back to God. Father, you see every hand being raised up in the home right now. And I pray, Father God, that what has separated them from you would be annihilated today in the Spirit. They realize that in you, they're new creation today. Old things are passed away and they're new. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. We're so glad that you joined us today. We're very excited about what God is doing. And I just want to encourage you, live at 5 on Tuesday with Pastor Tony Dunn. We're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk the word of the Lord with you because we just want to share because, you know, the word of the Lord trumps politics. Amen. And I believe President Trump is there to trump everything that the enemy's trying to do right now. And so we need to pray for our president. And Tuesday night at 7, we'll be praying. Delonda and I will be in here praying on Tuesday night at 7. And then Wednesday night, we'll have Supernatural Ways of Royalty in here. So get ready for that Wednesday night at 7. And then Friday night at 7, we'll be back in here praying again. We'll be praying for your needs. Just write your prayer request down. You can get online that day and send them to us. You can send them to me. You can email them to me, however you want to get them. We'll get them and we'll pray for them, amen. And then next Sunday, Pastor Simon Gounder, one of our missionaries that we support as a church, will be here presenting the word. He'll be presenting the word in the parking lot at 9, and he'll be presenting the word in here in the sanctuary at 10:30, and we're excited to have him with us as we start in the series on the Holy Spirit. Pentecost Sunday is coming, amen, and we just want to celebrate with you the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So we're going to sign off right now. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for being with us, and may God use you as an ambassador to challenge somebody to come back to God. God bless you.